We're on Yudvei Gimel Aleph, the top. Hashad inakulei milik tzeh ha-shamayim v'ak-tzeh ha-shamayim. We're learning now that you can't ask what came from before the world and beyond the world from this pasuk. L'min hayom asher bar Elokim Adam al ha'aretz amali. So what do we learn from the pasuk of L'min hayom asher bar Elokim, which we learned the same din from before, but we have a problem with it, so we learn it from the other pasuk. What do you learn this pasuk from? Rabbi Lazar, Adam harishon min ha'aretz ad rakia. So the pasuk says, L'min hayom asher bar Elokim Adam al ha'aretz, right? And then it says, what's it called? It means that was the coma, that was the height of Adam HaRishon. That Adam HaRishon originally was min ha'aretz ad l'rakia. Shenemar l'min hayom asher bar Elokim Adam al ha'aretz. V'kivin shesorach hiniach ha'kodesh baruch hu yadav alav u'miyato. Once he sinned, the Rabban Hashem diminished his height. Shenemar ochor v'kevim tzorosoni v'toshes olai kapecha. Put your hand on me and made me smaller. So the idea over here isn't that Adam HaRishon was physically a gigantic giant. What it means is that originally his neshama included all the neshamas of everybody else would come. He was min hashamayim v'ad ha'aretz, included everything. And when he sinned, then he was diminished, and the neshamas had to come now into the world separately. It's all of us. We're all included in him. Others say that Adam HaRishon, similar idea, was min hashamayim ad ha'aretz, that he could understand everything in shamayim ha'aretz, and then he was diminished. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Oshi Rashi, v'hashten an afkelon min mitzei hashamayim da'osur lishol mashiyesh chutz l'machitzos, memel an afkelon da'osur lishol b'kodim shenivra, dihihi. And once we know from the pasuk that ulemitzei hashamayim, that you can't ask from what's outside the realm of the universe, outside those boundaries. So then time is also a boundary. So you can't ask what came before, because it's also outside the boundaries of the world, right, time-wise. Because what was before the creation is outside the realm of this universe, just as much as place is, time is also. Therefore, what do you need the end of the pasuk for? Lemin hayom asher bara. You don't need it to tell me that first din. We learn it from the fact that anything that's outside the parameters of the world, you can't ask. So what do we learn from the end of the pasuk? Al ha'aretz ulemikseh ha'shamayim, al ha'aretz haya, umagiyah l'shamayim. Ka'adam al ha'aretz ulemikseh ha'shamayim. He was al ha'aretz ulemikseh ha'shamayim. Ocher v'kevim tzorasani, shtei pamim yitzartani. The bones you created me twice. Tchila gavoh sof shofo. Once high and once low. And we had an Erevin that we learned from this pasuk that the Rabban Hashem had two yitziros. Right? First he created man and woman together and then separated them. So either you can learn both things or there's a machlokas over there, what you learned from that pasuk. And this argues on it. Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Adam HaRishon misofa olam v'yad sofa haya. Adam HaRishon was from one end of the world to the other. Shenamar lemin hayom asher bar Elokim Adam al ha'aretz ulemikseh ha'shamayim v'yad kseh ha'shamayim. Kiven shesorach hiniyecho kodesh baruch hu yodo miyoto. So this one says he was misofa olam v'yad sofa. The first one said he was min ha'shamayim, min ha'aretz ad ha'shamayim. Shenamar v'toshes olay kapecha, yuhachi koshu kroya adodi. Psukim or Soser, one says he was min hashamayim v'ad ha'aretz, and the other one says he was misofa olam v'ad sofa. One says, idi v'chad shiurahu, one shiur, same shiur, from heaven to earth, and from one end of the world to the other, the same shiur. Rashi, misofa olam v'ad sofa, shoyeshochev ha'yerosh olamizra v'ragla l'mayruv. When he lied down, his feet were in the far east, and his head was in the far west. And again, it doesn't mean literally, that it means something that's euphemistically. They ask, I always say a different pshat, but in any case, what pshat me sofa olam v'yad sofa? It should have said me rosha olam v'yad sofa. So I saw one of the mefarshim says, why does it say me sofa olam? Because the world was created in a midpoint, and then it extended to both sides. So each side is a sof. Right? When you start in the middle, then there's sof on this side, and there's a sof on that side, so it's me sofa olam v'yad sofa. I always like to say the pshat is that since the world is a globe, so any one point is at the same time a small point, or if you make it a beginning and an end, it could be a rosh and a sofa that has the whole world. Misofa olam v'asofa means that something had potential, it was a point, but it never reached that potential because it never developed it, it never became a beginning and an end, it just remained an end in itself. So same thing over here, misofa olam v'asofa, he encompassed the whole world, but maisi, it was a potential that he had as a point, and it ended up only being misofa olam v'asofa. Ten things were created on the first day of creation. Shemayim va'aretz, tohu va'vohu. Shemayim va'aretz is the heavens and the earth themselves. Tohu va'vohu are the building blocks, the Ramban says, of heaven and earth. One is form and one is matter. Right? The Ramban created the first building block of matter. Right? First atoms, or maybe even the particles of atoms. And then the first form that those atoms took. Or v'choshech, light and darkness. Ruach umayim, right? Midas yom, midas laila. Okay, now those are 10 things. Now the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that those 10 things were created on the first day. Shemayim v'aretz d'chsi, bereshis bor elokim esa shemayim v'saretz. Tov v'avohu d'chsi, v'haretz hoysa tov v'avohu. Or v'choshech. Choshech d'si v'choshech ha'pnei tahom. Or d'si v'yomer lokim yehi or. So there are those who bring a raya, this machlokas, what choshech is. Some say that choshech is only the absence of light. Then it can't be created. You create light, even though the Rambam says that that's also called the creation. The creation of the ability to take away light or to obstruct it is also creation. So that's what it means, choshech was created. The Rambam created the ability to obstruct or take away light. And therefore, that what remains is choshech. Others say, no, that you see from here, choshech is something. It's not just the absence of light, it's something. Others say, no, there is two kinds of choshech. There is a choshech that's just the absence of light, and then there's the choshech, which is like the fire of Gehenna, which is called choshech, or the choshech of Mitzrayim, which is an entity. But there is choshech that's only the absence of light. There's two kinds of choshech. The choshech is referring to here is the entity of choshech, even though normal choshech is the absence of light. But there's, again, three different opinions. One, that all choshech is a bria. One, that no choshech is a bria. It's only the absence. And the third, that there's different kinds of choshech. Ruach umayim d'chsiv, ruach elokim rachefes al pnei amayim. All this was on the first day. Midas yom and midas laila d'chsiv, ayi erev, ayi boker, yom echad. Right? Even though there wasn't yet a sun and a moon or whatever, but the idea of the limits of day and night were already created. 24 hours of what's called day and what's called night was already created. Which seems to point out also to the fact that when it says, speaks about 6 days of creation, it's talking about days of 24 hours. Not millennia or whatever, because that already, the shear of Yom and Laila was already created in the first day. Tana, Tohu Kav Yorok, Shemakif Eskol HaOlam. Tohu is a green line that encircles the whole world, Kula. Shemimenu Yotzeh Choshech. From that comes darkness. Here again, it's mastered darkness as an entity. Shenemar Yoshech Choshech Sisro Svivosov. That's what tohu is. Now, it doesn't mean literally a green light, some kind of, again, it's a, tohu means the original matter. What that original matter is compared to some kind of green line that circles the world. Bohu elu avonim hamefulamos hameshukos bitahom shemehem yotzim mayim. And bohu is the original form. Whatever that is. And it's compared to avonim hamfulamos, right, which are some kind of rocks which are embedded in the tahom, that from them comes water. Shenemar, v'not olof kav tohu, v'avne bohu. As Mar says, v'or biyom rishon yivri, was light created then on the first day. V'hoksi, v'yitin osom elokim b'rkiya shamay. I think Mar could have asked a simple question, the way it says in the Pasuk, v'yom elokim yior. But that could be that it was talking about the future. right? Yior, let there be light, meaning on the fourth day there'll be light. The Ravon Hashem said it now and it took place then. But it says Beferish that the Vayiten Osom Elokim Birkiyah Shemayim. So the clash is on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Or was created on the first day. Here the Pasuk says it was created on the fourth day. Uksi Vayir Vayboker Yom Revi. Uke Rav Elazar, Dom Rav Elazar, Or Shemora Kodesh Baruch Yom Rishon Adam Sofa Bo. Right, mi sofa olam yat sofa. Kivin shen stak la kodesh baruch hu bedor hamabel ha bedor haflaga v'roash ha maseim neku kolim omad v'gonzo mehen shen emra v'imona merishoim oram v'le mi gonzo le tzadikim lasid lavo shen emra v'yar lukim es ha'or ki tov v'ein tov v'le tzadik shen emra imru tzadik ki tov. Okay, so the maisa kivin shen ra or shen gonzo le tzadikim soma shen emra or tzadikim yisoma. Okay, so maisa gemara says that there's two kinds of ore. There was an ore that was created at the beginning of creation, and that ore was eventually hidden away for the tzaddikim, because the Ravon Hashem didn't want Rishayim to use it. That ore was a more spiritual ore, which a person could see from one end of the world to the other, meaning that it was a light that you could perceive the inner meaning of things, or whatever, understand everything, or see into time with it. It wasn't a regular light that we know. And the Ravon Hashem put that away for tzaddikim to use in the future. Now, it didn't mean that he changed his mind. He created it, then he decided to hide it away. He created it to be hidden. The purpose of the original creation was to be hidden. The Ravon Hashem didn't change his mind, right? He created it, it should exist, but he didn't want it to exist in this world because there'll be Rishayim, and he made it l'chatchila hid it away for the tzaddikim. The Svarim say that the place he hid it was in the Torah. The Or Hagonos is hidden in the Torah, and a person who learns Torah can be zolche to that Or, even in this world. It also says that Or was around from the first day till Shabbos was over. So Adam HaRishon used that Or for 36 hours, 12 hours on Friday, and 24 hours on Shabbos, and then Shabbos was taken, mostly Shabbos was taken away, and the Ravon Hashem substituted with regular fire, that's why we make a bracha on the Ner on Motzei Shabbos. And that's why the 36 hours are represented by the Hanukkah candles. Because if you add up all the candles, except for the Shamosim, there's 36. There's 44 candles if you count the Shamos, so it says on the box there, right? But if you subtract the Shamosim, which is 8, you have 36 candles, which represents the 36 hours that the Or HaGonuz was around together with Adam HaRishon. Rashi. What? That could be also. Right? Anything else is Lamed Vav? I don't know. Okay, whatever. Okay. Tova Vo, look how the first one. We want to explain what Tova and Vo are. Midas Yom, Midas Laila, Chavdal Shos Ben Shneihem. 24 hours, partially night, partially day. Yoshes Choshech Svivosov, Lamavta Shekav HaChoshech Makvis HaShemayim. There is a line of darkness that surrounds the heavens. Mifulamos Lashon Lichluach, Kav Tova Avnei Bohu, Lamavta Shehatohu Kav HaBo Avonim. The Tohu is a line, and the Bohu is rocks. Again, it doesn't mean literally. It means something that euphemistically is called rocks, and this is called a line. Right? The line is matter without form, and the rocks are already give it a form. There's an Evan or something. Evan, what's it called? Evan is like a foundation or whatever. It has already a form. Okay. Kitanoi. So machlokes tanoim. Or shebora kadoshor liomishol adam sofo mavi po misofo olam viat sofo divrei b'Yakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, like the Gemara said, that there was a original light which was created and that was hidden away for the tzaddikim. That was created on the first day. And the light that we know of, what comes from the sun, was created on the fourth day. The Chachom omrim hein hein ma'ore shenivru b'yom rishon lo nitlu ad yom revi. No, the original light of the sun was created already on the first day. But it wasn't put into the heavens until the fourth day. Right? Could mean that the way we understand what the sun is a nuclear reaction, right? So that reaction was already started on the first day, but it didn't come out to be until the fourth day. Omer Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Omer Rav Basoret Dvorim Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 different things. The Chochma, Uvetvuna, Uvedas, and Rashi will explain what they all are, ubekoach, ubegeora, ubegvura, betzedek, ubenishpat, bechesed, uberachamim. And now the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that. Bechachma utvuna deceive, Hashem bechachma yosad or eret, konein shamayim bitvuna. So you see that chachma and tvuna were two things that were utilized in creating the world. Rashi, chachma yodea mashalomet. Chachma is knowing the material. Right? Data, facts. Tvuna shumevin dover chavish mipilpul chachmoso. Bina is building, bonef. Building onto those facts, mevin dover mitok dover. Right? By elucidating the facts, you get to know new things that emanate from those facts. Das yishuv. And das is now total understanding. Right? Usually das means to combine. You take what you know and you put it into practice. Actualize it into to know how to apply it. That's called yishuv. That's being misyashe the das and applying it. Not just knowing it, but applying it. Bidas, how do you know das was used in creating the world? The seed, bidaito tohomos nivku. The koach ugvura, the seed, mechin horim bekocho, nezar bigvura. Bigora, the seed, gora means to yell at something. Amude shamayim yirofufu, vayitmahu migaroso. The pillars of the heavens were weak, weakened and wondered when the Rabban Shem yelled at them. The tzedek u'mishpat achsid, tzedek u'mishpat nechon kisecho. Tzedek u'mishpat are the foundation of the kisei, and therefore they were part of the original bria. The chesed v'rachamim achsid, zechor rachamecho Hashem v'chasadecho, ki me'olam heima. They existed all the way from the beginning of creation. V'om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, b'shoa shabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu sa'olam, ho'yemarchi v'holech yishtei pokiyo shel shesi. Right, the world was expanding. When it created, it expanded, which is similar to what the physics says. It was an expanding world. Ad shigor bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu amido, until the Rabban Shem stopped the expansion or limited the expansion. The Kliyoker says, why did the Rabban Shem create the world like that? Because man is a small world. We also learn that we have a Yetzer Hara, which can make us expand into areas that we shouldn't be. And we have the chiyuv to stop the expansion, just like the Rabban Shem stopped the expansion of the world and made the parameters in which you can exist. Shenema amude shemayim rofu bayitmu migaroso. They stopped, and they became weakened. In other words, the expansion stopped when the Rabban Shem yelled at them. Behind the Omer Shlofish, my deshiv ani kel shakai. What's the name shakai? Ani hu shomarti lo lo meidai. I said to the world, die. No, it's expanding and. This is enough. And the other Sfarim say that what it means is that the world potentially, if it wouldn't be limited by the fact that all matter has limitations, it would, since it was created by the Rabban Shem, be infinite. But the Rabban Shem created the limitations because a physical world can't be unlimited. Das Yishu, Koach hu Koach Hagzro, Rashi. Gvura, Gvura Salev. Koach means physical strength. Gvura means courage. Ga'ara nezifa. The Rosh Hashem yelled at it. Kinamrin l'kamon shegor bo v'omad. Pakios lumishil belaz. What does it say over there? Pakios is like spools, balls of thread. Anybody have an English? Pakios shoshesi? Or what? Anybody? Anyone have a... Omrei Shlokish. B'shoa shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayam, ho yimarchi v'holech ad shigor bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing with the sea. If there weren't natural gravity, limitations, there wasn't any gravity, the sea would have expanded without any limitation. Until the Rabban Shem yelled at it. In other words, he created the laws of nature, which now make the powers of nature limited. The yavshu, they dried up in certain in the places where they're not supposed to be. Shenemar goyer bayam vayivoshehu. The chol hanaharos yichrib. Tomer Rabbanin. Okay, what's the next? Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, next. Beishamay omrim shamayim nivru tchilo v'yachad nivres aretz. First, the heavens were created, then the earth. First comes Shemayim, then Eretz. Beisol omrim Eretz nivris tchila. Beisol says, no, the earth was created first. V'yachar kach Shemayim, then Shemayim. Shenamr b'yom asos Hashem Elokim, Eretz is Shemayim. Right, so another pasuk puts Eretz before Shemayim. The Gemara is going to ask the Maisa during the Psukim, but the Maisa one brings a raya from one from the other. So some say, what's a nafkamina? Who cares what was created first? What's it called? It says that the nafkamina is who's greater, malachim or tzaddikim? Big machlokas in the svarim. Who's greater, a tzaddik or a malach? So according to the Mandiyomer, says Eretz was created, tzaddikim are greater. According to the Mandiyomer, says Shemayim, malachim are greater. Another difference is what a person should be osik in first. Should he first be osik in Torah and then in Parnassa, or first in Parnassa and then in Torah? Okay, so Omru Lohem Beisil Beishamai. The Divreichem Adam Bona Aliyah V'Yagra Bona Bayis. Now, according to you, the heavens are compared to the second story, and the Aretz is compared to the first story. Nobody builds a second story before he has a first story. The Shemayim is the Aliyah, right? You don't build the second story before the first. According to you, does a person build his footstool before he makes the chair? First you make the chair, and you make the footstool to fit the chair. The earth is compared to a footstool. You don't make the footstool before you make the chair. Rashi, Shenemer Habona v'Shamayim Malosa v'Alma Aliyah Mikru. Shamayim is called an Aliyah. Shraf Shraf L'Ragla is a footstool. The Kisei Leishet. Al Korchot Miki Hakisei Osri Trila L'Fi Gova Hakisei Hu Mesakin Hashrafsha. First you have to make the chair so you know how big to make the footstool. You don't build the chair according to the size of the footstool. Okay. The Chachomim Omri, now we have a third Shita. Zev Zev Ka'achas Nivru. They were created at the same time. Shenemer af yodi yosta aretz v'yemini tovcha shamayim. That one thing he did with the left hand, one with the right hand, at the same time. Kore ani aleihem yamdu yachtov, and they came together. V'idach ma yachtov. Right, v'chor according to Beisham v'Yisrael, they weren't made together. They were made one after the other. No, yachta means that after they were created, they remain together. They don't separate. Kashu kray adon, you might say psukim or sloser. One pasuk says shemayim v'aretz, one says aretz v'shemayim. Amrei shlokish kishenivru bora shemayim v'yachat bora aretz. Originally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, he created first shemayim and then aretz. Ukishenota, nota aretz v'yachat nota shemayim. When he spread them out, originally, the initial point of creation was Shemayim and Aretz. Then he spread them out. He spread out first the Aretz, then the Shemayim. My Shemayim, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, Shemayim. That's where the upper waters are, Shemayim. Masni Satana, Eshumayim. But Shemayim also hints to the fact that it's a combination of Esh and Mayim. That's what makes Shemayim. Malamid Shevina Kadosh Baruch with Tarfin Zeb Zeb also men Rakia. That's why Oseh Shalom Bimromov. To make Shemayim had to make Shalom between fire and water, and that's an idea of something L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim means that even opposites can get together. That's L'shem Shemayim. Shol Rabbi Yishmael Es Rabbi Akiva Shol Mahalchem Baderech. Rabbi Yishmael Es Rabbi Akiva when they were traveling. You serve Nochum Ish Gamzu 22 years. Shahayadorish called Essen Shabatorah. He darshened all the S's in the Torah. Essa Shamay the Essa Oritz Maya Dorish Ben. What did he darshen with Essa Shamay the Essa Oritz? Rashi Chumash says the S comes to include all the subordinate things, all the things that exist in heaven and earth. But this drash is different. Because the Mila Gemara we learned in Psachim says that Shimon Amsuni used to darshan all the Es until he came to Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, and he did darshan, and Rabbi Akiva taught Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Rabbis Talmid Chacham. So you see Rabbi Akiva himself darshan the Es. Right? We have to ask him about Nochem Ishkamzu. But Rabbi Akiva darshan them differently. Es means a subordinate thing. Now we're saying the Es comes to tell me something different. Omerlei Ilu Nemer Shemayim Va'aretz Hayisi Omer Shemayim Shmo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. It said, Voracious Bara Elohim Shamayim, I would say Elohim is another name for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shamayim. Right, after Shenemar Esa Shemaim, the Esa Oretz Shemaim Shemaim Mamish Eretz Eretz Mamish. It means Esa Shemaim is now makes it an object, right? Not part of the subject. Relations Baruch Hakim Esa Shemaim. The S makes it an object, and now you know that it means he created the heavens. Rashi. Af Yodi Yosta Oretz Misefi Dekra Yolat Nesiv Yamdu Yachtav. They will be created together. When he made the original points of creation, Shemayim came first. The Tarf and Ivri mixed them together, the Eish and the Mayim, and from that he made Shemayim. Okay. He says, what's it called? Says that Adam Arisha, there's a Tosus, interesting Tosus. That Adam Arisha was a five. It says that the, what's it called? That the Mahalach,